Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The Shira, we talk a Daf less than a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Yuma 21, talking about miracles in the Beit HaMikdash. You know, the Pirkei Avos actually on the PAL, we go through it. There were 10 miracles performed by the Holy Temple, by Hashem, many different things. You know, there were no aspects of a woman being affected by the meat, especially when carrying, and the altar wasn't extinguished because of the rain we're going to talk about in a second. And there were no flies seen, and the Kohen Gadol never got tummy. Many different aspects, but the Gemara here points out there were two other miracles that were performed in the temple here on Yuma 21. It was taught in a brisa, so rain never extinguished the flame produced by the wood of the pyre. Concerning the smoke of the pyre, even if all the winds in the world would come and blow upon it, they would not budge it from its place. The notes point out, no matter how strong the wind was, it would not disperse this column of smoke which rose from the pyre. Thus the air in the courtyard was clear, even though smoke always rose from the altar. Rambam commentary to Avos points out, the Gemara discusses this further later, but the common version of Avos includes these two miracles in its text, stating that the altar, the pyre, the actual smoke was never extinguished and was never budged from its place. The point being, when we learn Torah, when we're involved in a Torah lifestyle, nothing can budge it from its place. Nothing can extinguish it. Nothing can take it away. Even if all the pogroms, God forbid, all the inquisitions, God forbid, all the Holocaust, all the terrible, terrible things in our past, nothing can destroy the flame of Torah. Hashem promises that to Avraham, you know, we're going to be like the sand of the ground and the stars in the heaven. Why does he use these two phraseologies? The commentators point out that if we're not worthy, we will be trampled on the feet of our oppressors. And if we are worthy, we will be as great and lofty as the stars in heaven. We should always be zocha to do mitzvot that we are worthy. But the point being, the stars are always ever present and the sand is always ever present. And so too, God willing, the Jewish people will always be ever present. And the more Torah we learn, the more mitzvot we accomplish, that can never be taken away from us. That can never be extinguished. So in all of your days, make sure to be that kovei itim latorah, like we talked about the other day. Make sure to be involved in mitzvos, to be involved in chesed. Those are things that can never be taken away from you, no matter what happens throughout our history, throughout our future. Even though Mashiach should come, may be speedily be today. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 20 here on the audio. Yuma 22, excuse me, here on the audio DDD with Reb T.